In a decade where newspaper headlines have been dominated with gloomy economic forecasts, most experts agree that healthcare expenses are driving much of the world's current economic burden. The downstream effects of cutting off research dollars will limit breakthrough therapies and will damage the world's economic infrastructure. In the world's most populous nations, the number of Parkinson's sufferers will double to almost 30 million by the year 2030. As life expectancy increases, so too will the number of young and old Parkinson's patients. A worldwide economic burden will create a nasty storm. This storm will quickly overcome every occupied continent on the planet. Stacy Kowal from IHS Global and her colleagues constructed an economic model of Parkinson's disease. The model was designed to estimate disease prevalence, excess healthcare use, medical costs, and non-medical costs, all by using the U.S. Census Bureau's 2010 to 2050 population data. The model predicted that the prevalence of Parkinson's disease would double by 2040. Further, these researchers estimated that in the U.S., we will spend $14 billion a year on Parkinson's disease care. This number is $8.1 billion more than we spend on an American citizen without the disease. Additionally, $6 billion will be lost due to employment issues. Andy Sidoroff and colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania's National Parkinson Foundation Center of Excellence, also known as MPF, took another approach to constructing an economic model. The Penn investigators were interested in the economic consequences of slower rates of Parkinson's progression. They used a technique called a Markov model and predicted the potential savings associated with slowing Parkinson's disease progression. Slowing progression by 20% saved the healthcare system $60,657 per patient. Stopping disease progression saved $442,429 per patient. It is now clear that the weather forecast will be predicting a future storm of Parkinson's disease cases. This storm will be accompanied by a downpour of large hospital bills and an insurmountable economic burden. One point that I continue to harp on with my colleagues is that breakthroughs do not automatically translate into drugs or devices. Breakthroughs include all of the know-how and research into Parkinson's disease that enhance the lives of everyone affected. One of the most common questions I receive from Parkinson's disease patients and families is, what will be the next breakthrough therapy? Because of the complexity of the disease, each person possesses a different combination of bothersome symptoms. This complexity means that the answer to the next breakthrough therapy will vary patient to patient, and it could be a breakthrough in care as well as possibly a new device or drug. I have been monitoring the breakthroughs in the field for the last 10 years as the National Medical Director for the National Parkinson Foundation. We run the free international Ask the Doctor web-based forum, and the questions posted have helped us to keep an accurate pulse on the field. Additionally, my blog called What's Hot in Parkinson's Disease and my guest columns as the associate editor for the New England Journal of Medicine's Journal Watch have provided the material, insight, and inspiration for this book. Collectively, these experiences have provided focus for the topics in this book and, in some cases, the actual physical material. Several chapters include topics I have covered before, and in these cases, I have added and updated information. The current book is an effort to provide a comprehensive review of the most important breakthrough therapies for Parkinson's disease. Consequently, these topics overlap with the most asked questions by patients and caregivers. The unexpected runaway success of my first book, Parkinson's Treatment, 10 Secrets to a Happier Life, has provided hundreds of messages and an ocean of feedback from patients, families, and researchers. The majority of comments I received on the first book were focused on the need to understand breakthrough therapies and approaches. My desire is that this book will fill a knowledge gap and will provide hope and valuable knowledge to those in the Parkinson's disease community.